The Burt Show.
How you guys doing? How you doing, Abby?
Doing good. You know, nothing crazy exciting. Just preparing for impending doom tomorrow.
Just feel like the radio Grim Reaper is everywhere you go. Huh?
I know. Well, it doesn't really feel normal because I'm like, oh, we're just another day at work. And then tomorrow I'm going to be like, why is everyone crying? I'm like, oh,
yeah, because this is the last day.
Are you, you're heading out to, you're leaving Atlanta for a couple of days.
Yeah, my mom isn't coming up. I know we're having a lot of like loved ones come in tomorrow, but she was like, why don't you just come down to Florida? And I was like, okay, why not? Like, so they got me a plane ticket. So I'm going to spend all next week in Florida. I'm just going to be around family and friends. And then I'll be back up in Atlanta because the personality tours are going on, a big happy hour tour around ATL. So
I can't figure out if the airport is really bad as far as wait times go, or just one picture went viral and everybody's freaking out, including myself, because I leave Saturday for San Diego.
It also looks like the general admission TSA line, and I know we both have pre-check. I know you're doing the fancy line, but for me, I'm like, I haven't seen the pre-check line look bad yet. Mm-hmm. And then I'm wondering, I'm like, is the international terminal going to be better than the regular one? So should I go down to the international terminal and try and get in there? So I'm probably just going to play it by ear Saturday.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good and woke up. I woke up to the funniest text, and I have to read this because you are going to cackle. And it's quite funny because we had Romeo in studio yesterday, mm-hmm. and the segment that he wanted to relive when he was on the Burt Show was having to wear the Speedo on the corner of our intersection saying Katie took my balls because he lost a game of pool to her. But I actually had forgotten about the waxing that he had to do prior to going out there. And we got to hear from Raquel, who is a sweet friend, and she is the owner of Sweet Peach Wax and Sugaring. And so she sent me this text, like it's a screenshot of a text between her and an employee at Sweet Peach. And her employee goes, boss lady, side eye in that smiley face.
Like that awkward smiley face?
Yes. I need Friday morning off to listen to the entirety of the Burt Show and mourn properly. She sent the crying laughing emoji. Or then the same person sent this crying laughing emoji. She goes, I'm laughing, but I'm also nervous. Come Monday, what am I supposed to do with my life? My mornings? And
she and I are having the same thought.
So Raquel hits her back and she's like, I am so sad. It's from 5 a.m. till 10 a.m. You can come in at 11. And she goes, see, I have the best boss. Best boss. I'll just play it in my room. And she said, you are the best as well. So her employee is taking the morning off so she can listen to the whole show.
No way, really?
And yes, she just told her you don't have to come until 11.
That's just pain. That's 4 hours of pain. You want to live the pain with
her. Yes, she wants to sit there and she's like, I don't want to miss a session. She wants to listen to it, listen to it in its entirety tomorrow. And so and Raquel being the incredible boss that she is, she's like, no worries, listen to it till 10, give yourself an hour to clean yourself up and then get your butt to work.
People were asking me, I did one final Burt Show AMA yesterday, and I'll probably continue it today on Instagram, but they were asking me, so what do you guys have planned for the last show? And I'm like, what part of I don't know have you guys not got the last 2 weeks? Like, these guys have been scheduling everything. Mm-hmm. It's the first time really in 25 years that I've given up 99% of the show. Every now and then I make a suggestion and I try to catch myself because they've been doing everything, but I don't know what's going to go down tomorrow. I imagine there are going to be a lot of laughs, but there's also going to be a lot of, I don't know what these guys have planned. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we do know one thing for sure, and this is, I think I've never experienced this in the 14 years I've been here. But thanks so much to Vicky, whom we love and adore. The last hour of the Burt Show is going to be commercial free.
Oh, so I'm going to go out to the car and listen.
What a hero.
I know, right?
I mean, honestly, to make this morning drive have an hour commercial free. Mm-hmm. Vicky, behind the scenes, I just want to give her a shout out.
She's the best.
She has always been a supporter of the Burt Show. She has always worked her butt off, and she takes the flack when we go late and we miss commercials.
Yes.
She's one of the few salespeople back there talking crap about us. Get him out of the building. Vicky's sticking up for us, man.
So, yeah, so that 9 o'clock hour tomorrow is going to be commercial free, as Abby just
said, we're going to have a lot of family members here. So
literally family members are going to be in here.
Yes. Yeah. So, and our kid, my kid's taking school off on Friday so he can be here and, you know, see mama do her thing one last time because he's never really got to witness me do my radio thing. So it's going to be, it's going to be a lot.
I know Amanda's going to be here. Yep. Ace is going to be here. Hayden Hall is going to be here.
Stacy
will be here. So
Hazel, Max, and Chad will be here as well. Abby, are you bringing your cats?
No, I'm going to be showing up solo, but the spirit of them will be alive and well.
But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pull a Hallmark card because we are family in here. And people say that is toxic, but when you work this kind of job and you share your personal lives, there are different bonds that are formed. And so, honestly, I think you're part of my family.
Aww.
You're part of this family. So even though you don't have your blood relatives coming up, you still got fam here.
Thank you. I think that's why I didn't really feel the need. I was like, y'all need to fly up. I was like, I'll see you on Saturday. They listen every day. They've heard enough.
I hope the fire marshal doesn't come in.
No.
It's going to be packed in here, man. It's not that big a studio.
And then there may or may not be somebody else who calls in before the end of the show tomorrow. And I wasn't going to say anything, but then I was like, the anticipation. Mm-hmm. Maybe if people are like, will he call in? Will he not call in? We'll add a little bit of mystery and spice. So I wanted to share what we've been working on really hard, but it just hasn't come to fruition yet. But knowing this person, he very well could surprise us all and call up at any point in time if we're doing something. It's going to be one of those where we have to shut everything down and take his call. So I sent this DM, and do we have any idea where Tommy is? Okay, I wasn't expecting him not to be in there. Okay, so I sent this DM a couple weeks ago, and I said, Bert is retiring, in all caps. His last show is Friday, October 24th. Since your first radio interview was on The Bert Show, we would love for you to be his last celebrity interview. Please let me know if you'd like to call up and say bye. Thanks so much. And Justin Bieber hearted it. Like, he acknowledged the message, and also your fiance Amanda stole your phone. And she also DM'd Bieber from your phone.
Oh, is that what she did? She didn't even steal it. She asked me for it.
Yeah.
And I gave it to her willingly. Yeah. I didn't know what she was doing, but I thought it had something to do with like the party, the wake that we're doing tomorrow, maybe.
Yes.
So she took my phone, looked up Bieber, and hit him up, and then deleted the message so I wouldn't see it.
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. But she went in there and she DM'd him, and he responded back to her.
He did.
He actually responded back to her, and so we got our fingers crossed.
Oh, that would be cool.
So just know that because I know that's like a core memory of yours when it comes to the Bert Show. And I know you two both have a fondness for each other with it, which I think is really cool. And I just wanted to thank him for following me because that's how I ended up getting a majority of my Instagram followers. We will see.
Yeah.
Promises, but I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there so people can have some like little anticipation of will Bieber or will Bieber not be able to call?
It would be cool. When these guys were starting to put this thing together, I said to them, I just want like really like authentic. I want real people. If we're going to do this.
Celebrities are real. They're not.
They're real, but you know, like an Elvis Duran, if he's retiring, he is have every 10 minutes, another celebrity that he has interviewed is probably coming into the studio to say, hey, Elvis, thanks so much for playing my music or something like that. But I also think that they might have personal relationships. And so I didn't want that. Like every celebrity that had called in that I don't even really know, the only two that I really have kind of a tie to would be Justin Bieber, who, like you said, this was his first interview, and we've kept in touch with each other over the years, but more professionally than anything else, you know. And the other one would have been Usher also, because I just love the story of it all coming full circle, that we started off so rough and then it ended up so great with him saying that, hey, this show had a lot to do with one of my biggest successes in my life. So those are the only two.
Yeah.
But outside of that, man, what has been going down here has been exactly what I think my heart and my soul really wanted, was I am searching for authenticity, you guys. When you live a life in radio like this and you're performing, and I imagine it's any industry where you're performing all the time. I don't know if that's true or not, because when you're on a movie set, it's different than what we do. So when you're sharing and you're creating, a lot of it is just BS, man. You're always on a stage and you kind of feel like... let you're performing all the time. And I am searching for a life, because I've never had it before, where I wasn't asking for applause or I wasn't asking for popularity. So what you guys have put together the last 2 weeks is exactly what I was hoping was going to happen, was bringing in people that really meant a lot to this show. Brad Cunard, who came in here, was amazing. Andy Stanley yesterday was amazing. Former employees that were on the Burt Show, also host Romeo yesterday also. These are real people that have really meant something in the Burt Show's duration. And I didn't want it to be all superficial with superficial celebrities calling up going, hey, thanks a lot for the interview back and whatever. This has been great. This has been awesome. And it hasn't been really what I anticipated, because I told you guys yesterday it would have been me putting my head down, reading a DM or reading an email or something like that a couple of different times, tucking my head down and then running out of my here and running from my emotions as far, and then crying when I got home. You wouldn't let that happen. And I'm so glad you are such a nuisance.
If there's one thing you know about me and my 14-year tenure on the Burt Show, I'm annoying as hell.
But for the best reason possible. So thank you very much. It's been awesome.
You're very welcome. And you gave us, like, and when you made that request, Tommy and I took it very seriously, as did Tracy, who's been doing lots of digging and finding, like, she's the one who, I can't remember who found Masha, but like everybody's just been like, you know, figuring stuff out and making it happen. And it's turned out even better than I could have expected.
The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Mikey is in here. Rebecca is in here now also. And Mikey has been working on trying to earn a recommendation from Abby for a dream job. And she is making him work hard. Like yesterday, he had to make coffee for her.
Woo!
And you survived it.
I'm getting sick of it. I'm getting sick of Abby being in charge of me.
Well, it's okay that you're sick of it, because this is the last day, the last task that you need to prove to me that you don't hate me, so that when I give you this very important contact for a job that you may be excited about, that I feel really good about giving it to you.
Is it possible that this creates disdain?
Possible, but I don't have to see you after tomorrow. Just kidding.
Is there the same chemistry on the podcast also, this question of if Mikey hates you or not?
Rebecca?
I think it's worse.
It's worse there.
Yeah, this is very toned down.
Okay. It might be worse.
Now might be a good time to give your podcast a plug here.
Yeah, so we do a podcast together. It's all the youngins on the Burt Show. It's called Personality Hires, and it's basically just an hour of this, of us going back and forth, and we post episodes every Wednesday, and we are going on a little happy hour tour all around Atlanta. It starts November 3rd in Alpharetta. You can check out the Personality Hires podcast Instagram for more details.
Okay, so what's the assignment today?
I don't know.
The assignment today. Uh-huh.
You're about to find out. So I had to rewrite this because I feel like after 4 days of all of these tasks, I really wanted to go out on a bang. So I went to my co-conspirator, Rebecca, and I thought, what can we do for his final day, his final little lackey task in order to get the SiriusXM email address? And Rebecca, I believe she has come up with the right problem-solving type task to show that he has the wits, the wherewithal, the whatever else you need to be a good radio host to make it through his next job. Is he going to the Louvre?
Mikey.
You have to steal the crown jewels of Napoleon by 9 p.m. tonight.
Sorry, not there anymore.
No, they've already been stolen.
It was 1994 in Atlanta, Georgia, and the Olympics were on the horizon.
Oh, God. Oh, no. This may be the end of your life.
Parents everywhere scrambled to purchase their children commemorative bricks with their names on them for some reason that still exists today at Centennial Park in downtown. My brick, inscribed with my full name, is among the almost 500,000 others. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find my commemorative brick at Centennial Park without using the brick locator before the end of the show.
Today? This morning?
Today.
He's got to go down there now?
Yes.
So he has to find the brick in the dark.
Yep. He has a flashlight.
Now, Mikey.
Look at his face. He looked like he's so confused.
No, he's not confused. He looks pissed.
It's disdain. More disdain.
Here's a good business lesson for you. Have you ever heard the phrase, work smarter, not harder?
Yes.
Have you asked anyone else on the show if they have contacts at SiriusXM?
Listen, I'm getting a paycheck every time I get on the show. It probably makes sense for me to keep on doing these dumb things.
So it wouldn't interest you then to know that a Burt Show intern has a country show on, a former Burt Show intern has her own country show on SiriusXM called The Highway.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Who's the intern?
Macy Banks.
Shut up!
She hosts The Highway on SiriusXM in afternoons.
All the time. Is she?
That's our Macy.
Uh-huh.
When was Macy?
A few years ago, maybe 2017, 2018. She was fantastic.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing.
She used to be on with the morning guy, and now she's doing her own thing.
She is flourishing. And the other thing is, I'm going to go ahead and be a backstabber. Abby did tell us the name of the contact, so I looked it up. I have 10 mutual connections with that contact.
Oh, my gosh.
Including Blake Eason, former Burt Show producer, and Chad, our engineer.
We've got another connection also. The guy that runs Cumulus Programming was the one that ran country music television for over 10, 15 years. That would just be one phone call for us to make to say, hey, do you know anybody over there? And he knows everybody in country music.
Why are we killing
this
a bit?
This is amazing.
Because this is the business lesson. Sometimes in life you will get impossible tasks. There's usually a workaround that you can find if you think outside the box.
And I also don't want to send him to downtown Atlanta in the dark.
All right. Well, I got $12 from Tommy's studio yesterday. How about this for working smarter, not harder? I'll pay you $12 for that contact.
That money is counterfeit. I will not be using it.
No, legitimately, it's counterfeit.
Yeah, it's not real.
There's no chance. I inspected the hell out of those things.
No, it's counterfeit.
Did you spend it yesterday?
No, I need to find a vending machine.
Nah, just go straight to a bank.
You can feel it and tell us.
What?
And you think he's going to find your brick out of 500,000 or whatever?
Yeah.
You can't even tell it's a fake dollar bill. You could give the man Monopoly money and he'd go try and cash it in at a Wells Fargo.
Are you accepting it or are you going to take a different route?
Well, see, this being the second to last day of the Burt Show, it sounds nice to hang out with my dear friends here. The dear friends that are trying to send me to downtown Atlanta to go wander around Centennial Park.
In the dark.
Yeah, get hit with a crowbar.
You love old country music. What's that song, Fishing in the Dark? You just got to go hunt for a brick.
Can I be honest? It's very much an ulterior motive for me because Mikey is a core piece of getting our vintage audio off CDs and digitized so I can upload it to our Patreon site.
Yeah.
So I need him here so he can rip the DVD.
Why don't we just all pitch it and give you a name.
All right.
Yay. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Really could have been the one that ended your life, man. She really does not like you.
Yeah, we don't have time to put together another montage to say goodbye to Mike.
Tomorrow's my day, man.
Yeah, stop being so selfish.
God, if he dies, then we got to put montages together and we got to talk about him for 4 hours. Then I got to come back in on Monday and I'm going to San Diego, so we can't do that.
Oh, yeah, you would have to cancel your trip because of the FBI Inquisition.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So let's just not.
I'm just doing whatever I can to steal your retirement thunder. whatever we can do to sabotage. No, I'm
kidding. If you guys want to take a vote, I don't even have to come in tomorrow.
The Burtless Show?
No, your ass better be here.
They're going to cut us off. Anyway, traitors. Okay, so Diane Keaton has made her solo debut on the Billboard chart this week. Her holiday song, First Christmas, has landed at number 22 on the digital song sales chart.
The snowfall.
slow that down for radio or something?
I didn't realize she had a song.
I don't think anybody did until she passed, and people wanted to commemorate her and somehow found her 2024 holiday single, First Christmas. This song is only a year old.
Gosh darn it, I missed who that was.
Diane Keaton. Yesterday, you're like, I'm tuning out because I don't know who any of these people are. This is one of your people.
I have a lot on my mind. I heard everything about that story except the name of the celebrity.
Stop with your BS excuses. You've been doing this for 25 years, not listening to eBuzz. So don't let everybody think all of a sudden, because it's my last day, my last week, I'm not paying attention. You never paid attention.
I do pay attention to eBuzz. Sporadically.
Every now and then. I thought you would be more connected to this because Diane Keaton, one of your peers who is dead, is gone.
That's scary. Maybe that's why I'm tuning it out.
One of your peers?
Diane Keaton is a peer of yours.
Isn't she like in her 70s or something?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, she's also a fellow old person.
I mean, you are retiring. You can't really combat that.
I'm just trying to get my payback since you all ruined my Mikey bit. All
right. Hey, for the record, I was ready for Mikey to go down to downtown Atlanta and start searching for a break. Yeah. Just blame me.
The Burt Show.
You know we're not going to let that go.
Absolutely
and just keep that
not.
Off the air. So I was just told that I have, my nipples have been photoshopped out of our pictures for years now. Cassie, do you want to explain? Because am I allowed to say... Like tease what's happening later on today?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Because you can tease what you don't know. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have no idea. So today at the radio station, there's something going on where we have to be camera ready. I still am sort of unclear what that is. So I was asking these guys, like, I know I can't wear a t-shirt like this, but what can I wear? And that's when Cassie said, anything except what you have been. For those last few years.
Listen, my job is to take what I get and make it work. So, yes, I Photoshop your nipples out of photo shoot photos when I have to.
First of all, my nipples are like the size of a peso. They are so teeny.
But they're hard.
Yeah.
It's your workout pick.
Mini Mount Kilimanjaros.
So which is it's one particular?
It's a baby blue long sleeve tee from a shoe or long sleeve shirt.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Like an athletic shirt.
Yeah.
It's just that material is so thin.
Okay.
And it was kind of chilly when we did the shoot, and I got all the photos back, and I just see a pair of headlights staring at me. So I'm like, here I am getting paid the big bucks to Photoshop my boss's nipples out of all the photos.
And Bert's like, why did you never say anything? And Cassie was like...
Because I don't want to talk about my boss's nipples.
I see it as more talking about a photo than my nipples. Plus, is it offensive? It's not offensive. Like, mm-mm. I feel like there might be some sexism going on here, but when there is women's nipples are through a shirt, then guys are like, ooh, it's a nipple. But if a woman sees a guy's nipple, it's just like, big deal.
Well, no, it's not about it being... No. It's just from a professional standpoint, and it would be as distracting. Nobody would be, if we did a group photo and they like got photoshopped, nobody would see anything but your hard nips.
And that's all they would comment on.
Can somebody please, that's listening right now, Photoshop huge nipples onto a shirt that I'm wearing in any photo at all?
No, Cassie, now is your chance. Tomorrow for his retirement photo, you need to use one of those photos, but without the...
Oh my God, I don't even know if I have the originals anymore.
Oh,
I think
really?
I like burned them at the stake so they would never get used.
This is such a great example of how this staff is so good at hiding things from me and... shielding me. This is just a small way here, but sincerely, like Kristen, Tommy, management here, when things are going wrong, they're like, he doesn't need to know about this thing. And it really has helped me out over the years, or I would have lost my mind. But this is a really good example. I had zero idea.
I mean, you handle it. And what am I going to do? Be like, oh, your nipples showed through in that shoot. And then you feel, I don't know, maybe you'd feel bad about all the photos and then you'd be in your head and then self-conscious about everything. Whereas I can just... take them out and everyone can proceed as normal.
Have you told my photography, my fiance about this, that does this for a living? That does she know about the nipple problem?
I mean, I'm sure she's aware because she's a photographer, but none of her photos had the nipple issue. This is just previous photographers.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Okay. You're welcome.
I will make sure that I'm not wearing that today.
But now
all I'm going to do is for like the next 2 days, I'm just going to stare at your nipples.
It's a bit pimply in here.
We got to get you like a little training bra.
Or can I just...
Oh, no, pasties.
Yeah, or like the little like tiny bikinis, but it just covers the nips.
Yeah. Sure, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm planning on printing out your picture and hanging my hats on your nips.
I had literally no idea. All right, so what flashback we doing? What'd you pick out?
Okay, so I am sitting at home and scrolling through Instagram, and a video pops up that a friend of the Burt Show put together, and it was so kind and so beautiful. And of course, this video was so well put together because that's what he does for a living. So I'm going to play the audio of the video that our videographer Rhett put together.
He's not in Greece?
He is in Greece.
He did this from Greece?
And after we listen to this, we're going to talk to him.
Get out of here.
From Greece.
Okay. I got one thing that you must not do when he calls in. You can't ask him what time it is, okay? Because that's what you do when we have international callers, and it's really dumb.
Why you got a rain in my parade?
How's the weather in Greece? Kristen is fascinated.
Time zones amaze me.
They do. Fascinated that people are listening around the world. What? On the internet you're listening?
I'll save you trouble. It's 1:48 p.m. in Athens.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Athens, Greece, not Athens, Georgia.
So here is the beautiful video that Rhett put together commemorating his work with The Burt Show.
25 years of The Burt Show. Congratulations. Wow, it's hard to believe. And hard to believe it's coming to an end. I've been fortunate enough to have been a small part in taking care of the video needs for the last 18 years in one capacity or another. I started as an employee at Cumulus in 2007, making videos for Q100 and other radio stations. I was 25 and my gig with The Burt Show started when I was asked to come in studio to film when high profile celebrities were on the show. It evolved into filming things that were sometimes absolutely ridiculous radio bits, and yeah, other things were very meaningful. The highs have included being able to film many impactful moments in people's lives. A lot of different things that would change people's lives forever. I was also able to go film Kristen in Raleigh to help introduce her to the Burt Show family before she moved to Atlanta. Years later, we took a day trip to Kentucky on a scary, tiny airplane to surprise her brother, who was coming home from active duty overseas. Mm-hmm. We took another trip to Ohio on a skydiving adventure, which was also a big moment in her cousin's life. With Gin Hobby, I was able to document the red carpet at the SAG Awards twice and go to London for the royal wedding. Honestly, there's so many unforgettable times. The hardest times, aside from having to live out the Burt Show's biggest fears with them all individually, like filming inside of a trailer that was set on fire. The hardest times working with the show was when someone I'd grown to care about deeply left the Burt Show. But through it all, the Burt Show stood by me, believed in me, and it felt like home. It felt like family. In 2017, they kept faith in me as I grew my own video production company, Masters of Visual Arts. And now I'm living in Greece. And they continue to trust me as I coordinate their video needs from abroad, as I have for the last 2 years. And Cassie even met with me to give me meaningful social media advice as I launched my passion project, Becoming Greek, on YouTube. Shameless plug, check it out if you're into that sort of thing. Would love to have you follow along. I can't thank Burt and The Burt Show enough for putting their faith in me. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for The Burt Show. Through the years, I've been blessed to work closely with some of the best people, brightest minds. I'm a better person for the people I've gotten to know through The Burt Show. And thank you, Burt, for the opportunity to have been able to capture so many special moments for such an incredible community, The Burt Show family.
It's so touching that he has parlayed this experience into being a chicken farmer.
Please welcome all the way from Greece, the country, Rhett Thompson and his chickens.
Hey, Rhett.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, the first obvious question is, where did you record that from and why were there chickens in the background?
Well, I walked, honestly, like 5 minutes up the street to a place with a good view and recorded, and there just so happens to be chickens crowing in the background. We're just lucky it wasn't donkeys and stuff. So
that's the kind of thing that I want to believe, that when you're touring Greece or you're living in Greece, when you walk down the street, there are just chickens in the road, livestock in the road. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, as you'll soon find out, trying to discover everything. I don't know that you ever find the answer, but I really, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's good. I come back a couple times a year and film cruise season for another big client of mine. Six Man, who does music festivals at sea. And then I've been trying to, yeah, launch this passion project, Becoming Greek. And my wife is living her best life for sure.
That's fantastic, man. Really, really great. I can tell you this, to pay you this compliment. I'm never really aware of what photographers or videographers are going to be covering what events. And they're all really good. So the others don't take this as insulting. But when you show up and I look around and I see your blue hair, I know we're in really great hands. And I know that there's just one less thing to stress about because you're just so good at your job, man.
I appreciate it. And likewise, and it, you guys have always made my job easy because you're naturally so good on camera, no matter what we're doing. And throwback to what you were talking about earlier, it's so funny. If I came in studio and no one knew there was supposed to be a camera in studio, that's when people would get really stressed out.
That is true, man. That is
like,
true.
Oh my God, what's happening? What's about to happen? What are we filming?
I'm just really curious as a sidebar here, you know, because it seems to me, and maybe this is just my algorithm, that the quote unquote American dream or part of the American dream now is living outside the United States for like periods of time and then coming on back. For those that have that fantasy, what has it been like living outside the United States and living in Greece?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the hardest thing I've ever done, but also probably the most rewarding thing outside of getting married, of course. But you know, it's just yeah, it's great. Like there are new stresses and struggles that you have mostly, I think, immigrating anywhere in the world, that the bureaucracy and all of that is difficult. But you know, I mean, you look outside and it's beautiful every day. And the food here is so great. And I think just you have fewer stresses just by being somewhere like here, which is great. Even if you are still busy and trying to figure out the work-life balance and do that. So, it's you just trade your current stresses for something completely different. But I mean, if you really want to do it, you just have to try really hard and you can make it happen.
The one thing that I remember about Greece, because I went there years and years and years ago on my honeymoon to Naxos, Paros, and stayed in Athens also, is that they won't let you leave their country until you admit that it's one of the best places you have ever been in your life. They are so incredibly hospitable and the food is so good that it's so important for them that you leave that country saying like, this is one of the best places I've ever been.
Absolutely. They have a word, it's called philoxenia, which is basically friend to strangers. And it really, they embody that. And that's the word they use for hospitality. And it really is the most hospitable place I've ever been. But you're right. They're very prideful with all of that.
They sure are, man. Well, thank you for being part of our journey, man. All these years, you have captured so much of the Burt Show and Burt's Big Adventure and put it into pictures. And
think about all that blackmail footage you must have God. That never made it to see the day of light.
Ironclad NDAs, and they are international NDAs. All right, Rhett, we'll talk to you soon, man.
Thank you guys so much. And also thank you for all the good that you guys have done with that, using your microphones for good. And honestly, I think by doing some of these amazing things like Burt's Big Adventure, and the big thank you, you've really given purpose to others. And I don't know if that gets talked about or recognized.
Thank you, my dude. Miss you. Appreciate you.
For sure. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.